Welcome to another episode of Between the Lines, your window into the world of learning and discovery. Supported by Acada Learn, your lifelong education companion. Today we'll explore Who Moved My Cheese? By Dr. Spencer Johnson. Who Moved My Cheese? Is a motivational business fable written by Dr. Spencer Johnson. Published in 1998, this impactful book has been widely read and embraced by individuals and organizations seeking to adapt to change and navigate the challenges of an ever-evolving world. The story is set in a maze and revolves around four characters, each representing different approaches to change and adversity. These characters are Sniff. Sniff is quick to detect change in his environment. He adapts swiftly and is always prepared for change. He embodies the concept of being proactive and anticipatory when it comes to changes in life. Scurry. Scurry is action-oriented. When he senses change, he doesn't waste time pondering but takes immediate action to deal with it. Scurry represents the Door, who believes in taking swift action to address challenges. Hem. Hem is resistant to change. He is stuck in his ways and refuses to accept that change is inevitable. Hem often complains about how things used to be and is reluctant to embrace new possibilities. Hor. Hor is initially hesitant about change, but he eventually learns to adapt. He represents the character who is willing to explore new paths and make the necessary adjustments to find success and happiness. The central metaphor of the story is the cheese, which symbolizes what each character seeks in life, whether it's success, happiness, wealth, or any other personal goal. As the characters navigate the maze, the location of the cheese changes, forcing them to confront the need for change in their lives. The book is divided into three main sections. Who Moved My Cheese? By Dr. Spencer Johnson is a short and simple parable that offers valuable insights on how to deal with change and adapt to new situations. The book is divided into three main sections, each focusing on different aspects of change and its impact on individuals. Section 1, A Gathering. The book begins with a group of old friends gathering to discuss their lives and the changes they have experienced. The characters in the story are two mice named Sniff and Scurry, and two little people named Hem and Hor. The gathering serves as an introduction to the characters and sets the stage for the rest of the book. Section 2, The Story of Who Moved My Cheese. In this section, the author presents the parable that forms the core of the book. The story revolves around the four characters and their search for cheese in a maze. The cheese represents what people desire in life, whether it's a job, money, relationships, or any other source of happiness and success. The characters' reactions to the changes in their cheese supply illustrate different approaches to dealing with change. Section 3. The Handwriting on the Wall. In the final section, the author provides a deeper analysis of the lessons learned from the story. He explores the different reactions of the characters and how they relate to real-life situations. The author emphasizes the importance of embracing change, letting go of fear, and adapting to new circumstances. He encourages readers to take control of their own lives and not wait for someone else to move their cheese. Epilogue. The book concludes with a brief epilogue that summarizes the key lessons and encourages readers to apply them in their own lives. The author reminds readers that change is inevitable and that they have the power to choose how they respond to it. Now, let's dive into a summary of each chapter. Chapter 1, Gathering at the Old Cheese Factory. The story begins in a place that could be any workplace or living environment, metaphorically referred to as a maze. In this maze, there exists an old cheese factory, which represents a source of comfort, security, and happiness for the four main characters, Sniff, Scurry, Hem, and Hor. Sniff and Scurry are two mice who have an instinct for change and are constantly alert to their surroundings. They possess simple, straightforward natures and are always ready for whatever challenges the maze presents. They wear simple running shoes and hats, symbolizing their readiness to move and adapt. Hem and Hor, on the other hand, are two little people who represent human beings with distinct personalities. Hem and Hor have a more complex nature compared to the mice. They are equipped with human attributes such as the ability to think, analyze, and overthink. Hem and Hor wear different types of clothing, symbolizing their mental and emotional attachments to their surroundings and their desire for security and routine. At the beginning of the story, all four characters are content with their lives in the maze. They have found a massive storage of cheese, which they believe will sustain them indefinitely. The cheese represents various goals, desires, or sources of happiness in their lives, whether it's a successful career, financial security, or personal relationships. The mice, Sniff and Scurry, routinely check the cheese supply and notice that it is dwindling. They are quick to acknowledge this change and understand that they must be prepared for the cheese to eventually run out. On the other hand, Hem and Hor become complacent. They enjoy the cheese and are reluctant to consider the possibility of it running out. They convince themselves that the cheese will always be there, and they become comfortable and complacent in their routine. The first chapter serves as a setup for the central theme of the book: change is inevitable. While the mice, Sniff and Scurry, are prepared and unafraid of change, Hem and Hor represent the human tendency to resist and fear change. The stage is now set for the story to unfold as the characters confront the reality of change when they discover that someone has indeed moved their cheese. This chapter introduces readers to the core characters and begins to explore the different approaches they take when confronted with the challenges of change. It prompts readers to reflect on their own attitudes toward change and how they might react when faced with unexpected shifts in their lives. Chapter 2: The Disappearance of Cheese. In this part of the book, the story unfolds further as the four main characters continue their daily routine of going to the cheese station C to find and enjoy their cheese. This cheese station represents their source of happiness and fulfillment, whether in their personal or professional lives. Sniff and Scurry, as usual, Sniff and Scurry arrive at the cheese station early and notice that the cheese supply is diminishing. They are not surprised or upset by this change because they had been mentally prepared for such a possibility. They accept that the cheese has been disappearing slowly but steadily. In response, they adapt by going out into the maze to search for new cheese. Hem and Hor, in contrast, continue their daily routine without much thought. They expect the cheese to be there, as it always has been. Hem, in particular, becomes increasingly complacent and resistant to any possibility of change. He believes that the cheese supply should remain stable and becomes frustrated when he sees that it's decreasing. Hor, on the other hand, begins to experience a growing sense of unease. He senses that change is on the horizon, and he starts questioning his own beliefs and assumptions about the cheese. Unlike Hem, Hor becomes open to the idea that they might need to explore the maze to find more cheese. As the days go by, the cheese continues to vanish, and the contrast in the characters' reactions becomes more evident. Sniff and Scurry are out in the maze, actively searching for new opportunities, while Hem remains stubbornly rooted at Cheese Station C, expecting the cheese to reappear magically. Hor, torn between fear and curiosity, starts leaving messages on the wall of the maze, such as "If you do not change, you can become extinct," and "What would you do if you weren't afraid?" This section of the book highlights several key themes. Change adaptation: Sniff and Scurry demonstrate the importance of being proactive and adaptable in the face of change. They don't waste time or energy lamenting the disappearance of the cheese but take action to find new sources of sustenance. Complacency and resistance: Hem represents the human tendency to resist change and cling to the familiar, even when it's clear that circumstances are changing. His inaction and frustration reflect how fear and resistance can hinder progress. Openness to change: Hor, on the other hand, symbolizes the willingness to explore new paths and confront one's fears. He recognizes that change is inevitable and begins to embrace the idea of change as a potentially positive force. Chapter 2 serves as a critical turning point in the book, as it illustrates the characters' initial reactions to change and introduces the idea that one's attitude and willingness to adapt play a significant role in navigating life's challenges. It encourages readers to consider how they respond to change in their own lives and whether they are more like Sniff and Scurry, Hem, or Hor in their approach. Chapter 3, Finding Cheese, The Adventure of a Lifetime. In this section of the book, the story continues to follow the journeys of the four main characters as they respond to the disappearance of their cheese at Cheese Station C. Sniff and Scurry, Sniff and Scurry, the proactive and adaptable mice, have already ventured out into the maze in search of new cheese. They navigate the labyrinth with a clear sense of purpose, following their instincts and leaving no room for doubt. They soon discover Cheese Station N, which is filled with abundant cheese. Sniff and Scurry celebrate their success and continue to enjoy the newfound cheese. Hem and Haw, Hem, the character resistant to change, and Haw, who has begun to embrace the idea of change, have differing experiences during this phase. Hem struggle, Hem remains at Cheese Station C, hoping that the old cheese will return. He is stubbornly stuck in his ways, feeling frustrated and anxious about the dwindling cheese supply. His resistance to change deepens, and he becomes increasingly unhappy. Haw's journey, Haw, however, decides to leave Cheese Station C behind and venture into the maze. He is motivated by his realization that staying put and hoping for the old cheese to return is futile. Haw reflects on the lessons he has learned so far and leaves a series of messages on the wall of the maze to help Hem, encouraging him to consider the possibilities of change. Haw's journey represents a significant transformation. Initially, he is filled with fear and uncertainty, but he begins to learn from his experiences. He discovers new corridors in the maze, some of which lead to empty chambers, while others lead to potential sources of cheese. As Haw explores the maze, he develops a more positive and adaptable attitude. He realizes that change can lead to new opportunities and experiences. He continues to leave messages on the wall, reflecting his evolving mindset. His messages include phrases like, "Smell the cheese often," "Movement in a new direction helps you find cheese," and "When you move beyond your fear, you feel free." This section of the book highlights several key themes. Adaptability and courage. Haw's journey showcases the importance of adaptability and the courage to confront change. He takes risks, embraces uncertainty, and learns from his experiences. Resisting change. Hem's continued resistance to change illustrates the unhappiness and stagnation that can result from refusing to adapt to new circumstances. Learning from experience. Haw's messages on the wall emphasize the power of reflection and learning from one's experiences. His evolving mindset serves as a source of inspiration for readers to approach change with a more positive outlook. Chapter 3 is a pivotal part of the story, as it highlights the contrast between those who resist change and those who embrace it. It encourages readers to consider their own attitudes toward change and the potential benefits of stepping out of their comfort zones to explore new opportunities. Chapter 4, A New Cheese, The Handwriting on the Wall. In this section of the book, Haw continues his journey through the maze, leaving messages on the wall as he goes along. His messages reflect his evolving understanding of change and adaptation. Haw's reflections. As Haw progresses deeper into the maze, he reflects on his own transformation. He realizes that he's become more comfortable with change and that he's learned valuable lessons about embracing uncertainty. Haw acknowledges that the cheese he's searching for may not be in the same form or location as before. The handwriting on the wall. Haw discovers an unexpected message on the wall that reads, "The more important your cheese is to you, the more you want to hold onto it." This message resonates with him, as he recognizes that his own attachment to the old cheese was holding him back from finding something new. Adapting to change, Haw continues to explore the maze, occasionally encountering small bits of cheese. He learns to enjoy these small successes and becomes more comfortable with the idea that change can lead to new opportunities. His attitude shifts from fear and resistance to curiosity and excitement. Chapter 5, Getting Beyond Fear, Imagining Myself Enjoying New Cheese. In this part of the story, Haw's journey deepens, and he faces new challenges as he continues to search for cheese. Fear and uncertainty. Haw encounters moments of fear and self-doubt as he explores unfamiliar parts of the maze. However, he reminds himself that these emotions are natural when facing change. He also recognizes that his old beliefs and attitudes were holding him back. visualization. Hall starts to use visualization as a tool to motivate himself. He imagines himself finding and enjoying the new cheese. This mental exercise boosts his confidence and determination. Self-encouragement. Hall leaves messages on the wall that reflect his newfound courage and optimism. He encourages himself with statements like, "The quicker you let go of old cheese, the sooner you find new cheese and change happens." They keep moving the cheese. Hem's condition. Along the way, Hor occasionally returns to check on Hem, who is still stuck at Cheese Station C. Despite Hor's encouragement and messages, Hem remains resistant to change and unhappy. This serves as a reminder of the consequences of refusing to adapt. Hor's journey in these sections of the book represents a profound personal transformation. He goes from being paralyzed by fear and resistance to becoming proactive, adaptable, and positive about the future. His story illustrates the power of mindset and attitude in navigating change and finding happiness. These chapters emphasize several important themes, including the importance of letting go of the past, embracing uncertainty, and using visualization and positive self-talk to overcome fear and resistance. Hor's journey serves as an inspiring example of personal growth and adaptability in the face of change. Chapter 6, Enjoying the Adventure. In this part of the book, Hor's journey continues as he explores the maze and learns valuable lessons about change and adaptation. Hor, the little person who initially feared change but has now embraced it, continues to leave messages on the walls of the maze. He discovers that the more he learns and adapts, the more enjoyable and exciting the adventure becomes. Hor realizes that change can lead to new opportunities and personal growth. Hor finds some cheese in Cheese Station N, but he understands that it's essential to be vigilant and not become complacent again. He learns to enjoy the taste of new cheese and to savor the journey itself. Hor also understands the importance of being flexible and ready to move when change happens again. Chapter 7, The Handwriting on the Wall. In this chapter, Hor reflects on his journey and the lessons he has learned. He continues to leave messages on the walls to encourage him to venture out and join him in the maze. Hor's messages emphasize the following points. Change happens. Hor emphasizes that change is inevitable and that hoping for the old cheese to return is futile. Adaptation is key. He encourages him to adapt and find new cheese rather than clinging to the past. Enjoy the journey. Hor emphasizes the importance of enjoying the process and being open to new experiences. Despite his initial fear of the unknown, Hor has transformed into an agent of change. He has realized that the fear of change is often more debilitating than change itself. His messages serve as an inspiration for anyone facing change or uncertainty in their lives. Chapter 8, The New Cheese. In this concluding section, Hor's persistence and adaptability are rewarded. He discovers a huge supply of cheese at Cheese Station N. This cheese is even better than the one at Cheese Station C. Hor acknowledges that the journey, with all its challenges and lessons, was worth it. Hor no longer leaves messages on the wall. Instead, he goes back to Cheese Station C to find Hem. He hopes to persuade Hem to join him at Cheese Station N, where there is an abundance of cheese and room for personal growth. However, when Hor finds Hem, he realizes that Hem is still resistant to change and refuses to leave his comfort zone. Hor leaves some cheese for Hem and sets off into the maze once again, ready for new adventures and new challenges. The final chapters of the book reinforce the importance of embracing change, learning from experiences, and being open to new opportunities. Hor's transformation from a fearful and resistant individual to an adaptable and proactive one serves as a powerful example of how one's attitude toward change can lead to personal growth and fulfillment. The book concludes with the message that change is a constant in life, and those who are willing to adapt and explore new paths will ultimately find success and happiness. This book conveys several essential lessons. Let's consider a few. Change is inevitable, change is a constant in life, and resisting it can lead to stagnation and frustration. Embracing change is essential for personal and professional growth. Be proactive. Successful individuals are proactive in identifying and responding to change. They don't wait for change to happen, they anticipate it and take action. Adaptability. Those who adapt and evolve are more likely to find new opportunities and achieve their goals. Staying open to change is key to long-term success. Letting go. Sometimes, holding onto the past can hinder progress. Learning to let go of outdated beliefs and behaviors is crucial for personal development. Enjoy the journey. While pursuing your goals, it's important to enjoy the process and not just focus on the end result. The journey itself can be rewarding. Here are a few things worth reflecting on. 1. The quicker you let go of old cheese, the sooner you find new cheese. 2. What you are afraid of is never as bad as what you imagine. The fear you let build up in your mind is worse than the situation that actually exists. 3. If you do not change, you can become extinct. 4. Smell the cheese often so you know when it is getting old. 5. Movement in a new direction helps you find new cheese. 6. When you stop being afraid, you feel good. 7. Change happens. They keep moving the cheese. 8. The biggest inhibitor to change lies within yourself, and that nothing gets better until you change. 9. The more important your cheese is to you, the more you want to hold on to it. 10. Noticing small changes early helps you adapt to the bigger changes that are to come. Practical application. In Who Moved My Cheese, Dr. Spencer Johnson presents a simple yet powerful story that offers practical applications and actionable steps for dealing with change and achieving success. The book revolves around four characters who represent different approaches to change and adaptation. One of the key takeaways from the book is the importance of embracing change rather than resisting it. It emphasizes the need to let go of old beliefs and behaviors that no longer serve us and to be open to new opportunities. The author suggests that change is inevitable and that those who can adapt quickly are more likely to succeed. The book also highlights the significance of being proactive and taking personal responsibility for one's own happiness and success. It encourages readers to actively seek out new opportunities and not wait for things to happen. By taking action and being proactive, individuals can navigate through change more effectively and achieve their goals. Another practical application suggested by the author is the importance of constantly learning and developing new skills. The characters in the story who are successful in adapting to change are the ones who continuously seek knowledge and acquire new skills. This highlights the need for individuals to stay curious, embrace lifelong learning, and be willing to step out of their comfort zones. Additionally, the book emphasizes the importance of having a positive mindset and attitude towards change. It encourages readers to see change as an opportunity for growth and improvement rather than something to be feared. By maintaining a positive mindset, individuals can approach change with optimism and resilience. Overall, Who Moved My Cheese offers practical applications and actionable steps for dealing with change and achieving success. It encourages readers to embrace change, take personal responsibility, continuously learn and develop new skills, and maintain a positive mindset. By applying these principles, individuals can navigate through change more effectively and thrive in an ever-changing world. That will be all on Who Moved My Cheese, by Dr. Spencer Johnson. This motivational business fable has given us a treasure trove of wisdom on how to navigate the ever-changing maze of life. Let's wrap up our study with some key takeaways and final thoughts. Let go of the past to make room for the future. Embrace change with open arms and an open mind. Be proactive in seeking new opportunities.